History Con stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. A 49-year-old Pauling woman was arrested this week after she was accused of welfare fraud. Janet Rodriguez collected over $6,000 in Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits and public assistance between July of 2016 and September of 2017, according to police. The investigation found she did not report that she was employed during that time. She faces felony charges, third-degree welfare fraud, third-degree grand larceny, and first-degree offering a false statement for filing. The investigation was conducted by the Sheriff's Office Detective Division with the Investigations Division of the Dutchess County Department of Community and Family Services. She's due in city court on July 16th at 9 a.m. Salisbury Rotary Club and Lime Rock Park lighting up Lime Rock with a fireworks display. This year's display promising to be bigger and better than ever. There's a 50-50 raffle, one winner taking home half the amount from tickets sold. The Salisbury Rotary Club supports the towns of Salisbury, Lakeville, North Kenan, Falls Village, Cornwall, and Sharon. All the profits from the event go to local scholarships and community gifts and support international projects. The cost remains the same as previous years, $20 per carload, $5 for walk-in. No pets, no fireworks. Gates open at 6. The show commences at dark. In Warren, fireworks will be on Friday, July 5th at 9:30 at Lake Warramug. Rain date is July 6th. New Milford, fireworks will be on Saturday, July 6th in the town green. The event starts at 5 p.m. with fireworks at 9:30. In Sharon, coming up at Standard Place on Saturday, July 6th, Will Hutnick. Applause between movements. It runs through July 28th. The opening reception, though, is coming Saturday from 5:30 till 8:30. Bidwill Museum, located at 100 Art School Road in Monterey, presenting their annual country fair on Saturday from 1 till 4. The free community celebration features live music, family fun, food, and drink, a pie baking contest, local artisans, colonial reenactors, plus a variety of local history lessons. More details at bidwillhousemuseum.org. You're invited to a unique treasure hunt and open house in Great Barrington from 2 till 6 p.m. on Saturday, July 6th. It'll be at the Flying Church on Main Street. Participants will look for rare artifacts hidden underground. Metal detectors will be provided on a first-come, first-served basis. You'll be able to keep any findings within the property and also bring your appetite. A barbecue from New Marlborough Farms will also be served. To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the George Lawrence Nelson purchase of Seven Hearths in 1919, Kent Historical Society is showcasing rarely displayed portraits this summer, as well as a second exhibit involving fur trading post. The Seven Hearths Museum at 4 Studio Hill Road will be open for exhibits July 6th through August 31st. It'll be open Saturdays and Sundays from noon till 3. A reception is slated for July 13th from 3 until 5 p.m. The Kent Memorial Library will be open Sundays during the summer. Hours on Sundays will be noon till 4 p.m., running July 7th to 28th and August 4th through the 18th. The Noble Horizons Pondside Concerts return on Sunday, July 7th at 4 p.m. with Barbershop Harmonies by the Valley Chordsmen. The all-male barbershop chorus has been singing throughout the area since 1947. Pack a picnic to share with friends following free concert. Reserve a table with gingham tablecloths and fresh flowers, or lay a blanket down on the summer grounds. For more information, noblehorizons.org. Sunday evening concerts, the North Deck at the Canaan Depot in Canaan, Connecticut, continue this Sunday. It features Francine and Eric, presented by the Cranford Club, produced by the Music Lab, 5:30 till 6:30. By the way, if it rains, those concerts move indoors. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average stands at 26,966.00, the NASDAQ at 8,170.23, and the S&P 500, 2,995.82. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.